Thank you all. Good evening. The time is 5:02. The Warwick City Council Finance Committee is now open. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on May 22nd?
Move favorable or acceptance.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. May I have a motion for accept the minutes for the meeting held on June 5th?
Motion to accept.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. I'm going to skip over. I'm going to go right to PCR 24-23. That is repairs to engine 13. I am going to ask the chief, Mr. Mackesy. I'm going to put you on the spot. I looked for you before the meeting. If you don't mind stepping up to the microphone quickly. The request from the administration was to hold PCR 2423, formerly bid 2023-088, repairs to engine 13. I was going to ask, can we have a stamp date of when we are going to get this over with, please, or would give me a time where you would like to hold it till?
Certainly. So if we can hold it on behalf of the administration until the next council meeting, we're happy to consider that then.
So hold until July 17th is your request?
Yes.
And we feel confident that the administration will be prepared to present?
Certainly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
May I have a motion to hold PCR 24-23 till July 17th?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. The first item up for bid on the bid package is 2023-427. Per request to the administration, we are going to hold this also until July 17th. May I have a PCR? Bid 2023-427, Lincoln Avenue Pipeline Rehabilitation Contract 1 is now PCR 68-23. May I have a motion to hold until July 17th per request of the administration?
Second.
Second. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number 2 is bid 2023-415, sale of former Nelson Aldridge Jr. High School. Per request of the sponsor, Councilman Ricks, we request that this motion get moved to the council for public discussion. Correct?
If that's the request,
yep.
The committee is welcome.
I worded it correctly. That's what I'm going to.
PCR and a motion.
Excellent. All right, so it does get PCR'd. May I have a PCR, please? Thank you. Bid 2023-415 is now PCR 69-23. May I have a motion to move to the council floor for with public comment?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Thank you. The next bid is bid 2024-072, natural gas supply contract. Is this? Thank you. Identify yourself, please.
Peter Schaefer, Finance Director.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, you remember last year, right about the same time, we did this for electric. And we did not do anything for gas. We paid a fluctuating rate. And the league does not, but the School Committee Association has an agreement with this firm for an exception to bid. And it's really impossible to bid this because the prices change every day. So Direct Energy has the contract with the School Committee Association, and they're prepared. He's making it sound like he's doing a big favor. I don't know, to meet the threshold that we went out, that you have in your communication, $599 per cubic feet for a three-year contract. And I've looked at this, and that will meet, this is not as big a deal as electric. We're talking a little under $400,000. The biggest users by the city being the pool and the rink, natural gas, but some of the fire stations, some at the police department, even in the animal shelter, a little bit of natural gas. So this is a three-year contract. We won't be fluctuating around. We'll have comfort going forward for the next 3 years that that will be the price we're paying.
Thank you, Director. Questions, comments from members of the committee? Councilman Gephardt.
Thank you, Director. Two questions. One, does this align to the budget, or would this represent savings over how we had budgeted for the upcoming fiscal year?
I made an assumption we used the National Energy Association guide. I made an assumption what our prices would be in the 24 budget, which was approved as part of the package. We're talking one, two, seven different departments, and that was the indexing. This is going to get us approximately to the amount that we have budgeted.
Okay, great. And then the second question would be, it says not to exceed that flat. It could bounce a little bit below.
No, I think that's going to be the price.
Oh, that'll be the price.
That will be the price. The letter that I went said we would approve something that would be not to exceed. But we've received, and Francis has, we received a communication this afternoon that he would meet the Direct Energy would meet the $599 maximum price we had in that communication.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Councilman.
Questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Director. Peter, I missed a part of what you said. I heard that they have confirmed that number won't be exceeded of $599. Did they confirm that in writing to you?
We have a letter from him tomorrow morning, assuming you act affirmatively on this, and the mayor signs off, we'll sign the letter and get it right back to him and lock in that price.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. The next item, thank you, Director. The next item is bid 2024-055, auditing an agreed upon procedural service. Good evening. Please, this is found on page 27. Please identify your name and department, please. Title?
Lynn Proger, City Treasurer.
Thank you, Lynn.
I'm requesting the award of this contract to Clifton Larson Allen. I had three proposals. This is the middle proposal. The school department has also agreed to propose this audit firm, and it will go before school committee in the near future.
What was that last sentence, please?
The school department has also agreed to using this audit firm. It will go before school committee in the near future.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from members of this committee? Councilman Gephardt.
No.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. My concern here is on how the grading process, excuse me, was applied. So there's a big difference between Clifton and Mockham's numbers. Clifton's total is 302,000 change. Mockham is 262, rounding it up. Mockham is 13.5% cheaper. But yet, in the scoring documents, I think they're only given a mock-up of 2% over the others. And that doesn't really seem to make a whole lot of sense to me, particularly where there is such a large difference. And when I look at some of the other mock-ups, I question how Clifton could get a higher mark in qualifications or capability than Mockham. Mockham, as I understand it, is certainly one of the largest firms in Rhode Island, if not one of the largest firms in New England. Certainly have tons of experience in doing this very thing and have done it for numerous cities and towns. So why would you be recommending using someone that is 13.5% cheaper than Clifton?
The scoring sheet that you're looking at is actually a scoring sheet put together by the State Auditor General. So the way that the price is weighted is not up to myself at all. It's part of the Auditor General's formula. Markham is significantly cheaper. We have had a great experience with Clifton Larson Allen. We gave them more points because they have a very long list of clients that they work with in the state of Rhode Island, as well as around New England. They have experience with Warwick. They've been our audit firm for 3 years now. And also, with all the changeover that's happening at the school department, we're very conscientious of the fact that we want to get our audit out on time. And they have a lot of experience for the past 3 years, the ins and outs over there as well. They've had so much changeover at the school department. That's a big concern.
So in our packet, I believe it indicates that the school department had selected Mockham. Are you saying that's changed now?
No, they have not selected Mockham.
They never went with Mockham?
I don't believe they've selected anybody at all, but the conversations that I've had with, they have not awarded anything at the moment.
I could have sworn.
But we've been in conversation. We've had conversations with the new school business manager over there, and they have talked about using Clifton Larson Allen as well.
And is that to say that if the city went with Mockham, that the school department would not go with Mockham, or has been suggested numerous times over the years that the two entities use the same accounting firms?
It's best practice to use the same firm.
Mm-hmm. And you're suggesting that Mockham doesn't have any of the experience that you quote Clifton having?
They have experience by all means. I wouldn't say that they don't. They're known around the state of Rhode Island, but with the city of Warwick, Clifton Larson Allen was our firm for the past 3 years. So they know our books better than any other firm at this point. Previous to that, the city used a firm called Blum Shapiro, and that company was actually acquired by Clifton Larson Allen. So we've acquired quite a bit of knowledge that way.
Do you have any reason to think that Mockham would not be able to perform up to the expectations of the city and be 13.5% cheaper? Do you have any reasons to suspect that Mockham would not be able to meet the guidelines and the goals of the city?
I think that they would be able to. I don't think we would get an audit out on time because of the school department.
Mm-hmm. And has the school department indicated that?
Yes.
And on based on what?
Based on the amount of...
Did Mockham indicate that they could do both and have it completed on time?
I didn't. Part of the proposal is to do the work timely. Mm-hmm. Over at the school department, they continue to not have a controller. They only have a business manager. He's brand new. And they really need that leg up that having a consistent audit firm will give them.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have a PCR on this, please.
Per request of Councilman Lattiser, bid 2024-055 will now have a PCR of 70-23.
Thank you. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the... I'm sorry, Council President McAllister.
Thank you very much. Treasurer, thank you for the presentation. We've had some experience with the other firm that Councilman Lattiser mentioned. I think you chose the right one. I think experience, direct experience of working with the city of Warwick on these very complicated issues is important, and how that is delivered is very important. So I will be supporting your recommendation of Clifton Larson going forward, and I just want to let you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any other further comments from members of the public? Members of the public. Thank you. Director, if okay, this is going to PCR. Do you want to make your comments now?
Lynn's covered it all, but I mean, this is a hard decision, but there's two things I would prioritize. One, and Lynn and I have both talked about it.
And if you don't mind, identify and your title.
Peter Schaefer, Finance Director.
Thank you so much, Mr. And Schaefer. Go ahead.
Lynn took the lead on this, but I was involved in the rankings. And and you would never want to stick with the same audit firm forever. That's not going to happen. But I don't think there's a problem, and the Auditor General seems comfortable with our recommendation. And there's two, you've heard Lynn and you've heard me talk about our challenges in getting the audit done on time. And that's, whenever you switch, it's going to cost you a month, all right? And we've got a second problem, which is we have a new school business manager effective a week and a half ago, and I think he's going to be great, but this is his first time. They still don't have a controller there. So I think, and this was included in our waiting, in the recommendations. I'm comfortable with the recommendation here, but it was tough getting there.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you, Director. The next item up for bid is 2023-452, City of Warwick Network Connectivity Upgrade. Good evening, Phil. Please identify.
Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request to award
our... Mr. Chairman. Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yes, Solicitor.
The bid was assigned to PCR. It would be appropriate at this time for the committee to make its recommendation on that PCR.
Thank you so much. Director, I apologize. Give us one moment while I do this correctly. So we had discussion on the item. I will move favorable action on PCR 70-23.
Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Solicitor. All right. So just to get us back on track, we're discussing bid 2023-452, City of Warwick Network Connectivity Upgrade. Director Carlucci from MIS. Thank you.
This is a request to award RFP bid 2023-452 for the City of Warwick Network Transport Upgrade to the lowest bidder, Ocean Inc., in the amount of $180,000. This expenditure will be covered. This will cover the implementation and first year operational costs, starting with approval and project commencement. This project is being paid for using ARPA funding and will have a lasting positive effect on operational expenditures in the future. This request is the first phase of the overall project, which is estimated not to exceed a total of $800,000, all ARPA funded, and the length of the initial contract will be for 5 years. Unless asked to, I'm not going to read the entire document that I provided to you, but I did want to highlight, as you can see with the analysis that I did provide, by using the ARPA funding upfront for the installation of the fiber, the city will reduce its annual transport costs for just the five locations that we're attacking first. We'll reduce the annual expenditure for this transport cost from $62,000 a year to $6,000 a year, about a 90% drop in costs. And by covering the upfront costs with the federal funding, the city taxpayers get to enjoy the savings going forward.
Thank you, Director. I appreciate that breakdown. And you said just on the first five, which would be City Hall, Municipal Annex, Police, Fire, and Sewer.
Fire Headquarters, but yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any further discussion or comments, questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the council? Question, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Director. Thank you, everyone. Next item is bid 2023-448, independent cost estimation. This is found on page 45. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is regarding the independent cost review for the two proposed high schools. First of all, I want to thank everyone that was involved in getting this together. This is a generational project that we're talking about, and a lot has changed since November of 2022 when the voters approved to build these two schools. So what we're proposing this evening is to hire a company to review the school department's plans to build these two new schools, and to use the numbers from today, or when they do the study, the most updated, accurate numbers of how much costs are going to be. There are no additional funds available to build these high schools, so it needs to come in on time and on budget if we're going to move forward. I think the most responsible thing that this city council can do is to do our homework and have this report done. So we put together a committee. We had a couple of bidders. We put together a committee made up of members of the public, made up of the council, made up of the administration that came to us with this recommendation. I want to thank everyone that took time to do that. They did that in the middle of the budget time when there's a million other things going on, but this is a priority for everyone. So I do want to highlight their work on this for stepping up to do that. So I'm excited to get this going. So I asked my colleagues for support this evening on this, and so we can move in. This would give us authorization, the administration has authorization to go in, to speak with them, negotiate a price, come up with a timeline, and get that report. And as soon as we get that report, we'll make that public for everyone to see. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like also to comment on this. I want to thank you, commend you and the administration for doing this in the right process. We, as a council, reviewed the proposal. We, as a council, then put it on the bond. We let the citizens of Warwick vote on the bond of whether they wanted it in new schools or not. The citizens of Warwick supported and voted for that bond. Now it's our responsibility to determine what is the most cost-effective way to again, service and take care of what the citizens of Warwick want. This is the right step. And I commend you and I commend my colleagues. We're putting this forward so that, again, we're doing our due diligence, we're doing our process. Some people may not like the process because they don't like the idea, but we are doing everything we can to guarantee that the students of Warwick receive the best constitutionally deserved education they can get. So I also will be supporting this. Are any questions or comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
I'll first defer to Councilman Lattiser at the pleasure of the chair.
I apologize, I didn't hear you.
I would defer my comments to Councilman Lattiser first.
Thank you. Were there any other members of the council before? Because I thought I saw Councilman Sinapi. Was your hand up, Councilman Sinapi?
My hand was up.
I know. You'll get your turn.
I just had a question. Do we know the ETA as far as how long the consultants may take to complete their review and report back?
A matter of weeks. So it's not going to be months or years. they should be able to get this turned around relatively quickly. I'm not saying 2 weeks, but we're not expecting 6 months either. So that'll be part of the negotiations is the price and the timeline. The sooner the better.
Got it. The only reason I ask is because exactly what you said. Sooner the better, although I don't want them to do a shoddy job and go too quick. At the same time, the longer we delay, the more potential problems. So as long as it's a matter of weeks and months, that's what I like to hear.
Thank you, Councilman. Thank you, Council President McAllister. Councilman Lattisore, I apologize.
Thank you, Chairman. So I also commend Council President and colleagues for looking to take this whole new step. It's most unfortunate that we have to spend $100,000 of taxpayer money to do this. You also recall that when this item was presented to the taxpayers, they were given a scope of work. They were given all of the items that they could expect to have included in these two new schools. They were told it's going to cost $350 million. They were told about sports fields and complexes and a whole bunch of things that would be included. 2 weeks after the election, and the voters approved something, the scope of work changed, items started getting suggested to delete so we can cut the costs, et cetera, et cetera. I have not changed my opinion that if that scope of work changes, if the sales pitch that the taxpayers received to build these two schools and all of the amenities included in that change, because the school department has had a second bite at the apple, then it is my belief the taxpayers and the voters should have that same opportunity to vote on what in fact they will be receiving, as opposed to voting on something they thought they were receiving. So it is unfortunate but necessary that we spend this money to go out to get an independent audit and see what they come up with. I do have a question for Ilana. Would a representative of Ilana be here this evening? No.
I don't believe that there's a representative because we're voting on the bid that was put forward.
Uh-huh. My concern with, I have concerns with both companies, to be perfectly honest about it. Estimatica was completely off of my list, and I've got about a dozen questions that certainly could be asked, but I would assume they're not here either. And I disqualified them on my submission for my qualifications. I also have concerns with Ilana, because they had a direct relationship with the school committee, school department, or both, back somewhere around 2018 or so. And I do have concerns as to whether or not the assessments, projections, and analysis that were provided then may or may not have an impact on what happens today. So that is a concern. If we had no other choice, and apparently we don't because no one else bid, my support would go to Ilana, but those are concerns that I have as to what we'll be receiving. But again, kudos to the Council President for pressing forward on this. I think it's the right thing to do. I would have liked to seen it a lot less. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, I think the budget was a lot less. So having said that, Mr. Chairman, how did the number of 100,000 come up?
Mr. President?
We're giving them authorization up to 100,000. Just want to place that. I saw like a report, the city of Johnston is doing a review, a full audit. And that was, I believe, in the paper today, it said $80,000. So I don't think it's going to cost 100. I just didn't want to get down the road and then not have enough, and then have delay it and stuff like that. So I chose a big number because we're going to negotiate that. So,
well, I think that was a good choice, because what we don't want to do is end up in the same spot as the school department is right now. Give a $350 million budget and come up short before you even put a shovel in the ground. But I was interested in knowing what the rationale was on that. So, Mr. Chairman, those are my opinions. I am not a wild fan of either, but I would and did lean towards Ilana to do this audit. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further comments, questions for members of this council? Councilman Ricks.
I'll just briefly add that I do think it's a good idea to make sure that we are going that extra step, doing our due diligence here due to the different changes that have taken, that have occurred since the time that the bond was approved. I do think that it is essential for us to move forward as quickly as possible with the voters' intent here. The need continues to be there. The voters recognize that. And we all know that there are naturally going to be some changes between the time that the voters vote on the matter and the time that we have the shovels in the ground and the time that the schools are actually completed. That's nature. But I do think it's also important for us to make sure that we know exactly what we're getting into and protecting those taxpayer dollars, making sure that we're not biting off more than we can chew here. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further comments, questions from members of this council?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, thank you. Councilman Lattisor.
Yes, thank you. So based upon the comments of Councilman Ricks, and I think he brought up an interesting point, perhaps when I assume it'll be the council president and the finance chair that will be having this discussion with Ilana, perhaps if the budget allows, it might be interesting to have them do an audit based upon the day of the election or the day this was first presented to the taxpayers versus what the costs would be today. Just a thought. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comments, questions from members of this council? Comments, questions from members of the public? Comments, questions from members of the public? Please state your name. We just got to turn the mic on. I'm sorry. One moment, sir.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Barry Cook, 109 Namquit Drive, Wauk, Rhode Island. I'd like to start off with a question. Perhaps I can't get an answer, but I'm going to ask the question. Have any of the council people seen the report that was supposed to have been completed by the end of 2022, which the school department requested? Has anyone seen that information?
You're welcome to email in each council member individually. Everything that comes before us, I definitely can speak for myself, I review.
Well, I guess, let me make sure the question is clear. The report that was concluded at the end of 2022 or into January of 23, which was requested by the school administration, have the city council members seen that particular report, which is what we're discussing tonight, another review of the school cost for construction? There was one done already. Has anyone seen it?
This is a constantly fluid matter, seeing that the market's changing, forever changing. We got quite a few reports. So specifically, I couldn't answer your question, but I will say that I know my colleague. I'll speak for myself. I review everything that comes before me.
I'm not questioning that. It's my understanding, speaking to members of the school committee and members of this particular city council, that members of the school committee have not seen the complete report, only bits and pieces. And it's my understanding, speaking to one or two of the councilmen, that the council people haven't seen that report. So I don't know how accurate that information is, but I'm concerned that we're embarking on yet another expenditure of public funds, duplicating what was done by the school committee or the school administration, and nobody here will tell me that they've seen that. That's concerning to me. It would seem to me you'd want to see that.
But if I may, we're discussing, and I understand you are connecting the dots. I'm not saying that. But you're talking about a report that was done by the school committee. We're talking about a report that's going to be done by this council.
Councilman Howe.
I did not interrupt you, please. We're talking about a report that's going to be done by this council in a constantly fluid and moving subject, and for schools that our citizens voted for. So we're doing our part. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was a councilman long before you were a councilman, not in this particular city. And I was on a council that built a new city hall and a new junior high school. I've been down this road. It was 40 years ago, I'll agree, but I've been down this road. So again, it appears to me that nobody on the city council has seen the one that was commissioned by the school department. I know you're doing your due diligence. That's to be expected. I don't offer any congratulations on that. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well, I again, you're making assumptions. You're saying you're assuming, and I'm glad you said that no one saw it. We review stuff and we have stuff. And as I said, if you have anything in particular, you're welcome to email or contact the council people individually.
Thank you. I don't intend to ask every councilman. I've asked the question. No one has said they've seen it. I'm assuming no one's seen it. As you proceed forward with this expenditure up to $100,000, I'm happy to hear that the council president, Mr. McAllister, said that when it's completed, it'll be made public. I did hear that, correct? Thank you. So there's no putting aside the school committee's, school administration's done work. You folks will make sure what you're going to ask for will be made public. And that's good to hear. Now, embarking on this bid, this contract, this request, will it be the intent to look at value? Are we looking at value engineering from the beginning? In other words, are we going to stick with the proposal that the voters voted on first and foremost? Or are we approaching this with, well, we don't think we can do it for $350, so let's take a value engineering approach. Which approach are we taking?
I believe the council president made it clear that we are not authorized to spend more than $350 million for the two schools, and that's the approach we're taking.
Okay. So they may result at some point in value engineering, but that's not what you're embarking on. You're embarking on building the schools as presented to us, which we voted for or against last year. Thank you. Well, I guess there's no point in going on. I'm just disappointed that nobody here can tell me they've seen the work done by the school administration. That seems to me something that you'd want to see if you haven't seen it. That seems to me that the public should have had an ability to see that report as well. Now we're embarking on yet another expense, and nobody can say they've seen the first one that was done. I look forward to the bid. I look forward to you folks awarding the bid. I look forward to coming back, and I look forward to asking more questions about this. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I have, first I'm going to ask Councilman Gebhardt, and then I'll go right to Councilman Sinapi.
Yeah, sure. Mr. Cook, happy to answer your question. I think you're referring, you're being inspecific in what report you're referring to. I believe you're referring to the peer review that the school committee put the proposal through, and they received back a peer-reviewed cost comparison to the original proposal. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I have to admit I'm a little hard of hearing, and I apologize.
Okay.
If you're asking me if I'm referring to the report that was done at the behest of the school administration on the cost of constructing these two new schools that was supposed to be completed at the end of 2022 and probably wasn't completed until January. I'm asking if that report's been made public to at least the council.
Yeah, so it's been made public to everyone. It was included as part of the bid specification for this bid specifically, right? So it did go out to the public. I personally have reviewed that. I can't speak for anyone else on the council. I think I won't speak for the council again here, but I think what we're trying to do is rather than let the school department and committee, who obviously are advocating for the building of these schools and for the allocation of funds against that, in support of what the voters voted for, we would like an independent analysis, a peer review of the peer review and of the plans as they stand today, so that we are comfortable approving the expenditure of those funds and that we won't come back with a big, you know, bill or shortfall at the end of the project.
Let me just say this and I'm done. I'm happy to see what you're doing, all of you. I'm happy with that. I look forward to the results. It's unfortunate that the first report that was done by the school, for the school administration, hasn't been released. It would seem to me that would be a good place to start when you review what you're asking for to make the comparisons, because it seems to me that somewhere along the line, you're going to have to rely on somebody. And I don't know what the first report showed. So it appeared to me that you people should look at the first report to compare it to the second report to be certain that you have all the bases covered. That's all.
Through the chair. It can be challenging to locate all of the wealth of information that the city puts out and that the school department puts out. I believe I have your email address. I will send you a link to the public package that includes the first report.
That'd be wonderful. I'm Councilman, I'm all done. I have requested from the school administration six separate times to gain access to that report. And on six separate occasions, I've either been ignored or stonewalled. But you know, a friend of mine always said, his saying is, often ignored, but never silenced. Thank you.
Councilman Sinapi.
Councilman Gebhardt addressed for the most part what I was gonna say. The only other part is, and I've brought this up before, this is for everybody, just because all the council people maintain decorum and are polite and don't interrupt to shout, yes, I've done that thing you are asking me about, does not mean they have not done that thing right. You are asking them about. We are not supposed to all raise our hands or shout so that you can hear us and play roll call, et cetera. So please don't assume one way or another simply by the fact that we sit here and politely listen without interrupting or being rude.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any more comments from members of the public? Thank you. Please go up to the microphone. State your name, please.
My name is Betty Seepy. I'm born and raised in Warwick, returned to Warwick with my family. And now I have four grandchildren who live on Martingale Drive in Warwick. I need to be reminded of when the public voted for the new schools.
It was in November of 2022.
At that time, my oldest grandchild was in the fifth grade. She's now going into the seventh grade. Is there a chance that she will be able to go to a new high school by ninth grade?
I'm sorry, I don't want to hold on to a timeline, but fingers crossed if that's the if everything moves forward as we hope it does.
If not her, do you think that the one that's going into sixth grade may be able to go?
So
I'm going to interrupt. And then there's one that's in first grade. And then there's one coming into first grade and into kindergarten next year. I feel like everything takes way too long to get things done. Lots of conversations. I know you have to do this. I know what's important. But what's really important to me is that my grandchildren get a good education. And I do not want to go to a private school. I want them to experience public education. Scott School and Winman have been great experiences, and they went to Catholic school before they came here. So I don't want to see them have to be removed. I certainly don't want to pay for education that they can get here in the city of Warwick, a good one with good teachers. I would say great teachers. We deserve better. The kids deserve better. And I'd really like to see this move along as quickly as possible. That's why I'm here, and I will continue to be here until that school is built and my grandchildren go there. So thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Any further comments, questions for members of the public? Thank you. Next is bid 2024-038, Class A Body Repair and Painting. This is found on page 60. Good evening, Major. Before we begin, you made a request to amend this from 90,000 to 100,000. So you would request an amendment to go increase of $10,000.
Yes.
In this and the next one. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, before we continue, Major, I'm going to ask for a PCR on bid 2024-038. PCR 71-23. Major, please identify, continue with your presentation, and then we'll move forward.
Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department went out to bid for Class A Auto Body Repair and Painting. We received bids from West Warwick Auto Body, of West Warwick and A1 Custom Auto Body of East Province. The police department recommends awarding the contract to both vendors so as to keep a rotating list as we have been doing previously. The department is seeking spending authority in the amount of $65,000 from budget code 76358 insurance proceeds and $35,000 from budget code 3330 auto and vehicle maintenance. The contract period would begin on August 23rd, 2023 and expire on August 22nd, 2024.
Thank you, Major. So if we may speak on the bid itself or the authorization itself, are there any questions for members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? So the request for bid 2024-038, Class A body repair and painting, is now PCR 71-23. May I have a motion to amend the authorized amount to increase the authorized amount $10,000 from $90,000 to $100,000? So moved. Second. I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Oh, I didn't. I apologize if you did. I didn't hear. Next, may I have a motion for favorable as amended?
So moved.
I'll second. Okay, thank you. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you. So same thing, Major. We're moving on. This is now bid 2024-039, vehicle body repair and painting. You're asking to increase the amount $10,000 for the authorization amount of $100,000. May I have a PCR? Thank you. Bid 2024-039 is now PCR 72-23. Major?
Major Andy Sullivan for the police department again. The police department went out to bid for vehicle body repair and painting. Bids were received from Alcon Auto Body of Warwick, Gentiles Auto Body of East Province, and Mako Collision of Cranston. The police department recommends awarding the contract to all three vendors so as to keep a rotating list as we have been doing. The department is seeking spending authority in the amount of $65,000 from budget code 76358 insurance proceeds and $35,000 from budget code 3330 auto and vehicle maintenance. The contract period would begin on August 23rd, 2023 and expire August 22nd of 2024.
Thank you, Major. Is there any discussion from this committee on PCR 72-23? Discussion from members of the council on PCR 72-23. Questions, comments from the public on formerly bid 2024-038, now PCR 72-23. May I have a motion to amend PCR 72-23 from $90,000, increase $10,000 to $100,000.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
May I have a motion for favorable action as amended?
So moved. Second.
All in favor? Aye. Thank you all. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Next is bid 2023-478, TruNarc handheld narcotic analyzer. Major, please.
Major Andy Sullivan for the police department. The police department is seeking a 56-6 exception to bid to purchase two TruNarc handheld narcotic analyzers from Thermo Fisher Scientific for a total of $74,504. The TruNarc handheld narcotic analyzer provides presumptive narcotic identification for hundreds of different substances. Its ability to analyze suspected narcotics through plastic packaging dramatically reduces unnecessary contact with substances. Conventional presumptive testing would require a sample of the suspected narcotic be removed from the packaging it was found in and be mixed into a test kit. Since the onset of the fentanyl epidemic, this practice has proven dangerous and has created testing protocol changes. We did conduct two demonstrations at the Warwick Police Department with the TruNarc device over the past few months. The performance of the device
has impressed us enough that we're certain that it'll be a valuable tool that keeps our personnel safe while helping fight the opioid epidemic. If approved, the purchase would be funded using settlement funds from opioid capital outlay budget code 321-0478.
Thank you, Major. And these funds are pretty new. They're the ones that were obtained when the state of Rhode Island went after the opioid manufacturers. And one of the things that we got was funding for Narcan and other items such as this, so we can be proactive in saving lives.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Thank you, Major. Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Major, I see your justification here for ordering two devices.
Yes, sir.
Are these intended to be used like on the go? Will they use them in the field?
Yes, they can be used in the field. Where our intention is to assign one to the patrol division and one to our specialized unit for narcotics investigation, so that they have one dedicated to them full time. It can be used in the field. It's approximately this big. It's the size of a old school cassette player, if you will. And it's very user friendly and provides training also for 12 users per purchase. So we have 24 positions, people to be trained.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Good evening.
There you go.
Major, I know in the past that we've approved thousands of dollars for Narcan kits. So while I'm not disputing what you're looking for here or challenging, my question is, how much of the purchased Narcan kits do we still have? And does the police department intend to use them till they're gone?
Yes, the current Narcan kits that we have, they do have expiration dates on them. So between that and when they are used in the field, we have to replace them. We have two sources for that. We have a state grant, which provides us with these kits. We also have a bid, just in case there's an issue with supply chain, which it does not appear to be at this point. And that bid is also funded through this opioid settlement grant.
So how many of these kits do we still have in police department's possession, and is there any monies left in the line item that we approved?
I don't have an exact amount of Narcan that we have on hand, but I can tell you that I'm confident that is plentiful. We're not in danger of running out, and we have quite a bit of money left in this opioid grant to fund future Narcan purchases.
Will you need to continue with Narcan purchases if this item is approved tonight?
We will.
Okay.
Again, there's plenty of money in this settlement for us to make it more expenditures for Narcan itself.
So is the goal to eventually replace the, I'll call it, old Narcan with the new Narcan? Is that ultimately the goal?
We do that on a regular basis if it's expired or if an officer uses it. So it's a issued item that's people are constantly having replaced. Our officers are having replaced based on expiration and based on when they use it.
Councilman, if you don't mind, for my clarification, just so I understand the questions, you're asking about the bid is for analyzer. Thank you. The bid is for an analyzer. You're speaking the Narcan, and I apologize. Can you please? You're asking about purchases of Narcan. Go ahead. Correct. Yep.
So this analyzer that we're talking about here right now doesn't really have anything to do with the Narcan itself.
Okay.
I don't believe it does.
Okay.
From what I read, does it?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
He asked if the analyzer has anything to do with Narcan itself.
No, Narcan is a double package. That's how they're issued to the officers. Those are single-use dispensable units, okay. And those are disposable once they're used. These units here, these TruNarc analyzers are. It's a device. It's a device that scans suspected narcotics to determine what it is.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman, and thank you, Major. Thank you. Any further questions from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.